Hello and welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Campbell. It is great to have all of you here with us today. We have an interesting article today for all of you. It's our health article, and we're going to be talking about video games, which sounds kind of funny because when you think about video games, you're thinking about people sitting around moving their thumbs. You don't necessarily think about health, but there are certain video games out there that are now being designed to help people to get up and moving. So, we'll be talking more about that today, but first let me welcome my friends to the studio here. We have Albert and Lois. Hi guys, how are you?
Hi Campbell, I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing well. Albert, how are you?
Oh, it's good to be back and to be with you and Lois.
Yeah. All right, so today we're talking about Exer gaming, right? Which is an interesting word. What is Exer gaming, Lois?
Well, it's kind of getting gaming and exercise together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of, or exercise and gaming together, whichever way you want to put it. And I think it might be a great solution for parents getting upset with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
I want to quiz you guys. What is it called when you combine two words together like Exer gaming?
We did this last year.
We did it on InfoCloud as well. It's called a portmanteau.
A portmanteau.
Yeah.
Okay.
The original definition for that is when a suitcase is split down the middle and it closes together. And so the author of Alice in Wonderland started using that, saying when two words are combined together. So Exer gaming.
Exer gaming.
Exer gaming.
So it
Exer
came
gaming.
To us from England then, that term.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So it's a combination of the word exercise and gaming. All right. So usually when we think about video games, we think about people sitting around and not really being active, but there are certain gaming companies who are now trying to rectify that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to create games where people actually have to get up and move. So, let's talk more about these Exer gaming products and what they bring to our world. All right, so our article today is on page 24. If you have your magazine or your mobile device, you can open up to our article. And the question we're asking today is, can video games keep kids fit? Well, let's find out.
Helping kids stay active through gaming. Can video games keep kids fit? A new line of Exer gaming products for mobile phones and gaming consoles may be motivating an increasingly sedentary generation of children toward better health. Exer gaming, or technology-driven physical activity, emerged around 2005 with video games such as Wii Fit and Dance Dance Revolution, which required players to jump and dance on an attachable mat with the results shown on screen. As technology advanced, games such as Xbox Kinect began to include cameras and motion sensors so that players could move more freely. Children typically burn between 4 and 7 calories per minute playing such games, according to a report from the Entertainment Software Association. That's slightly more than what they'd burn walking at 3 miles per hour on a treadmill. Most recently, game developers have moved to mobile, pushing products that track physical activity and reward the player accordingly with new skills or extra points. The latest example, Pokemon Go, had players walking for miles to catch high-value creatures, with some claiming their addiction to the game helped them shed serious pounds.
So today we're talking about helping kids stay active through gaming. Now, a new line of Exer gaming products for mobile phones and gaming consoles may be motivating an increasingly sedentary generation of children toward better health. Now, this is definitely something that I've talked with friends about, even Bill, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bill, some of you know Bill, our advanced teacher. He's often complaining about how people are on their phones all the time. You know, I remember having a conversation with him where he talks about in the past, you know, you would be walking around a neighborhood in the United States and you'd see kids outside playing, running around, riding their bikes, etc. But Nowadays, yep. The streets are empty.
That's right. You know, I was recently in Calgary, Alberta, in mm-hmm. Canada, mm-hmm. and it's a very active city, and it seems like no one is overweight in that city.
Right.
But I noticed, because it's a cowboy city,
right.
I noticed, I kept saying, oh, this city is boots on the ground, heads down,
mm-hmm.
because everyone that was under 35
mm-hmm.
was walking, looking down at their smart device.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I thought this only went on in really big cities. You know, because Calgary is a small city.
Right.
No, that under 35 crowd. I'm like, come on, folks, look up.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so what is this sedentary lifestyle that we're talking? What does this word sedentary mean, Albert?
Well, the word means involving little exercise or physical activity.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are what we call a blue-collar worker
mm-hmm.
in office.
White collar.
There we go. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
And you're in the office all day and you're working away on the computer and you have a sedentary line of work where mm-hmm. you're not moving a lot.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And I mean, that's kind of our society. Well, in developed nations and developed,
yes.
you know.
We talk about it lots here at our work.
Right.
We really do.
Yeah. You know, I've even heard the phrase that sitting is the new smoking. Right?
That's right.
You know, and that's the kind of the idea is just most people sit all day. They don't move. They don't do too much.
Unless they put something like I have on. I am showing the two men here that I have one of these fitness watch things
mm-hmm.
that really gets me moving.
Right. Yeah. And you know, that is in a way what we call gamification. And we'll
mm-hmm.
talk a little bit about that later where you kind of have a goal, right?
Yeah,
and it's
I
just kind of like, and it tracks it for you, and it just becomes like a game,
yes.
a little bit of a game for yourself. You know, how many can I actually, you know, how far can I walk, and how
yeah.
many steps can I collect?
9 or 10,000 steps every day, I hope.
Yeah. So that's kind of the concept here behind exer gaming. So there's the idea of gaming, and everybody loves to play games, and everyone loves a little bit of a challenge, right, and goals to hit. But, you know, instead of just sitting there staring at your phone and just moving your fingers, you're actually needing to move your whole body.
That's right.
Right. So, exer gaming, or technology-driven physical activity, emerged around 2005 with which games?
Well, it says here it was Wii Fit, Dance Dance Revolution, and I thought there was one more they mentioned. I guess it's Xbox Kinect.
Right. So I don't know how many people remember Wii Fit.
I do.
I do as well. It was a gaming console that, you know, there's sensors involved,
yeah.
right? And you had these sensors in your hands and they would, you know, it would require you to get up and move.
Right. right? And I've recently done Dance Dance Revolution
mm-hmm.
quite a bit because my daughter and her husband love doing it.
Right.
So we all get into it.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have a snack till we do it for a while.
Yeah.
So
Dance Dance Revolution is basically a game where they teach you some dance moves and you move along with the, you know, the game. Right?
Right. There are pads on the floor and you have to match the steps. It's really fun.
It is fun.
Yeah. And then so as technology advanced, we get into games such as Xbox Kinect, which Lois mentioned earlier. And they had cameras and motion sensors so that the players could move more freely, right? So with Wii Fit and Dance Dance Revolution, with the Wii Fit, they needed to kind of hold these sensors.
Yeah, they called them wands, I
right,
think.
Right, wands, yeah.
yeah.
Or there was this kind of a platform
yes.
type thing, right, that would connect to the game. And the Dance Dance Revolution, as Albert mentioned, there were these pads, right, that you would dance on. But now Xbox Kinect, there were no wands, there was no platform, no pads. It was just this sensor that could sense your movement,
mm-hmm.
and it would just read, and it would kind of connect it to the game console. Now, what are the benefits for the children here? It says children typically burn how many calories per minute?
4 to 7 calories per minute when playing such games. So it's slightly more than when they be walking on a treadmill or just walking on a sidewalk.
Right. So I don't know about you, but for me, I think I'd rather play a game than actually walk on a treadmill, right?
Yeah, I'd rather walk outside than anything.
Right.
Or jog outside.
Right. But if it were the choice between walking on a treadmill or playing a game, which would you choose?
Oh, if it's dancing, it's playing a game. I love to dance.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, if you're doing an activity that's fun, you don't actually feel like you're exercising. It kind of can motivate you to do more of that moving around, right? Now, most recently, game developers have moved to mobile, pushing products that track physical activity and reward the player according with new skills or extra points. Now, we often use this word pushing products, right? Now, for example, on our phone, we get push notifications. What are those, Albert? Why do we have this term push?
Push notifications?
Yeah.
It's when it's like a delivery that's being pushed through and then you're getting notified of it.
Right, yeah. So it's kind of like this idea of presenting someone and promoting something, right? So they are now pushing products. They're promoting these products that track physical activity. And the latest example that was a huge, you know, huge trend last year, a huge fad last year was this Pokemon Go, right? Have either of you played Pokemon Go?
I'm glad to say no, I have not.
Glad to say. I have not, but it was, you couldn't, it's unavoidable, you know,
right.
our coworkers all around us.
Yeah, there were some of them,
They were playing it, you can see it wherever you go at the park. You know, it was a really fun thing to see and experience, even though it was in first hand.
Yeah, it was a clever concept where it forced people to get up and move. Like, if you wanted to play this game, you actually had to physically move to another location.
Right. I mean, you would see people flooded on the streets with, like Lois said, you know, heads down. But surprisingly enough, they would stop and talk to other people who were looking or catching their Pokemon.
If they didn't get hit by the car, they didn't see them or they didn't see the car.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it really motivated people to get up and move. And as we say here, see here in the paragraph, it's that some people actually claim their addiction helped them shed serious pounds.
That's good.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. And I mean, I think that's just human psychology, right? When, like, I mean, even if something as simple as wearing a tracking device, right? Is that
tracking device. In fact, just like about 2 minutes ago, it said move exclamation mark beside
right.
it.
Yeah.
So yes, it's.
Oh, that's why you started standing up and dancing around.
So it's, I think it's a great way. I think we really do need to think of things nowadays, no matter what your age group is, to get us moving. It's too easy to just stay seated all the time.
Right. Yes. Okay. So the goal here is we want to make exercise fun. Now you know, up to now, we've been talking about people doing this in the privacy of their own home, but now there are actually organizations that are trying to incorporate extra gaming into their programs. So let's find out more about that in the rest of the article.
Making exercise fun. Extra gaming is a new addition to the Boys and Girls program at Leotata Floyd Elementary School in Sacramento, California, which serves about 130 students with before and after school sessions focused on physical activity and homework help. The program received a shipment of game kits that include an activity tracker, soccer ball, and mobile game. Children who move while wearing the trackers can earn energy points, which lets them play the mobile game when they're finished exercising. Shannon McFedrin, Resource Development Director for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Sacramento, said she thought the mobile game would be a great incentive for the students, who spend a lot of time on their phones anyway. On a recent morning before school, about a dozen children were wearing their trackers while dancing to hip-hop music and jumping rope.
All right, so we hear about a program called the Boys and Girls Program at Leotata Floyd Elementary School in Sacramento, California. And it says here that this program serves about 130 students with before and after school sessions, right? So earlier in the month, we were talking about extracurricular activities, and this is one of those, one of the examples of extracurricular activities. And What are they focusing on in this Boys and Girls Club?
Well, it says they focus on physical activity and homework help. So the program received a shipment of game kits that include an activity tracker, soccer ball, and mobile game.
Hmm. So the activity tracker would track their movements and track how much, you know, exercise or physical movements they did, and then they would get rewarded, right? So children who move while wearing the trackers can earn energy points. And what do these energy points do for them, Albert?
Well, they allow them to play mobile games when they're done exercising. So it's a kind of currency.
Right. Which is great, you know, because I feel like many kids, you know, I don't know what it is about mobile phones and mobile devices. Like, I tell my kids every day, don't touch my phone, don't touch my phone, but they're just so drawn to it, you know?
Yeah.
And
well, I think it's kind of understandable, you know, like when I was a kid, I loved playing this game console called Nintendo.
Yeah.
What? I've never heard of it.
Nintendo, yeah.
Yeah, not even Super or Wii or 64, just regular Nintendo. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, like, it's mobile, it's just the compact version of that, right?
Right.
It's tons of pretty graphics and colors. Mm-hmm. But I really like this, you know, how you mentioned it earlier in the program, the gamification of things. I was sharing with Campbell the other day about how I went to Okinawa and I rented a car, and it was a hybrid car where it was part electric. And, you know, it would, as I'm driving, there's a little tree in the middle of the console, the dashboard, and it will grow if I'm more eco-friendly with my driving behavior. You know, I'm not pushing the gas as heavy. And whenever I park the car, it will give me a little report card, you know, prompting me or just, you know, nudging me to, like, oh, you know, I feel like I can do better the next time I drive this car.
Right.
So, I mean, that's working in its way into cars, and I can see how this is working into a good way and system for kids to be motivated to exercise. It's fun for them because they want to be active, too.
Right.
And they also get to play the little pretty graphics.
Right, so the idea of giving someone a goal to hit, you know, and then, and kind of like the end result is creating something that you want, right, for them, right?
Yeah.
So example for, so as we've been talking is the idea of, you know, exercising, right? So the exercise and the health kind of just become a side effect, right, of playing this quote-unquote game, right?
Yeah.
So for Albert, his game was trying to make that tree grow, you know? And it's such a simple thing, but it gets the driver to take care of the environment in a better way.
Kind of Pavlov, you know? Pavlov's theory, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And for you, Lois, with your activity tracker, your walking track, you know, it kind of gets you up and moving.
It certainly does, and it has. I have a goal every day. I look down at my wrist, and I have a goal every single day of my life.
Right.
And I like that.
Yeah.
And I try to do better, or at least keep it within the four numbers or five numbers it's displaying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think by nature, most of us are kind of competitive, and also if, you know, if we're tracking things and we see progress being made for something towards a goal, like you mentioned, or for the better, we want to improve on it or keep it, you know, keep up with it. So I feel like this is really good, you know, because I feel like innately all of us just want to do better in all general aspects.
Right.
And it's kind of fun to compete with yourself.
Right.
They say if you're going to compete with yourself.
Right. And just see how far you can go, how well you can do.
Exactly.
You know? You know, like, well, yesterday I got, you know, 2,000 steps. Can I get 2,005 today?
Yeah.
You know?
Or oftentimes I'll look at flights of stairs for me and I'll go, wow, I did 15 flights of stairs today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's just, it helps to keep track, you know, and I think when we're more aware of our activities, I think it helps us to be more aware of, you know, just how much we're actually moving, because a lot of us aren't aware.
Right, and I really like this approach. You know, I feel like gaming or video games and, you know, electronic gadgets are not really the enemy or the problem with society. You know, our addiction is in terms of moderation and willpower and controlling or, you know, helping other people, namely like kids, you know, moderation, limit their, and manage their usage of it, right? So it's incorporating, you know, what is existing in society. And plus these things, like, you know, these gadgets are going to be part of their lives, whether it's going to be when they're in school or when they, you know, go join the workforce, you know, they're going to be interacting using this. And it's good that they familiarize themselves and be comfortable around these things.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we hear from Shannon McFedrin, and she is the Resource Development Director for the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Sacramento. And what did she say about mobile games?
Well, she said she thought the mobile game would be a great incentive for the students who spend a lot of time on their phones anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is a tracker. It says, on a recent morning before school, about a dozen children were wearing their trackers while dancing to hip-hop music and jumping rope.
Right.
So it's keeping track already. The day mm-hmm. is just beginning.
Right. And so, you know, again, they're gaining energy points, which will allow them to play a mobile game when they're finished exercising. So for them, they have the goal and the motivation to collect as many points as possible. Now, that's for kids. Would either of you be motivated in that way?
Well, I guess I am in a way already.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Like, I do things, like I said, I climb stairs because my wrist tracker here is mm-hmm. keeping track of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went and looked at how many I have done today.
Right.
Oh, not very good. So I have to improve on that.
Right. So after our program, we're going to
yes.
go climb a couple
yes.
stairs.
And mm-hmm. you know what? I feel like this has been a really sitting day. So
right.
my later afternoon and evening is going to be a lot of activity today.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's good because then you kind of have an idea of, okay, well, I haven't moved as much today during the day, so now I'm going to do it at night. You know,
right.
whereas if you don't have that tracking device, then you're not going to be able to really keep track of that.
Right. And Campbell, you know what? We give ourselves more credit than we should when it comes to exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So a tracking device really does help. It keeps you honest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about you, Albert? Do you think, again, this is for kids. Would you be motivated in the same way to exercise if you knew that, you know, in the end you were kind of earning points that would allow you to play a video game?
gosh, it's really hard because, you know, I feel like as an adult we can, quote unquote, cheat with this.
Right.
Maybe I feel like this can translate well into other aspects, you know, just from like I mentioned about, you know, renting a car and driving
right.
in a more green way.
Right.
I would look forward to seeing this applied in different ways across different activities and, you know, just collecting more statistics.
Right.
I feel like if I knew how much trash I threw out, if there was actually a number that came, like a report card,
mm-hmm.
I would probably take notice of how I consume things.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if somehow money were involved, right, if you could, like, you know, trade 3,000 steps for, you know, $50 or
mm-hmm.
something, you know,
yeah.
I feel like a lot more people would be out there.
Well, I would argue that money is already involved. I mean,
yeah.
like 50,000 steps translates to a better you in terms of health and body, right?
Right.
And you could ward off medical bills or, you
yeah.
know, just longevity of life.
Yeah. And so I wonder, you know, if governments could even consider that, right? Because
mm-hmm.
they're pouring so much into health and medical, you know, if they took some of that money and incentivized people to exercise,
right.
perhaps that could cut back on some of the, you know, the
just
medical.
Tell the people what they don't want to hear and then let them, you know, get moving.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, this is really interesting. We have another day of this article, and we're going to be talking more about why this is such a big deal and why it's so important for this exergaming to kind of become more mainstream and to get kids more active and healthy. Before we go, do either of you have any last thoughts about this article?
Well, I like the article because I think it's pointing out to parents or caregivers or grandparents that we really need to watch children
mm-hmm.
and that sometimes we're just watching them for safety reasons,
mm-hmm.
but they need to become much more active. This is apparently the only time in history where we are going to have children who will grow up to be adults and be not as healthy as their parents.
Mm.
that is not right. And that is not good information for any of us. So we have to take responsibility.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wish that it didn't get to the point where we would need all these devices and all these things to motivate us to get moving. But, you know, I think it is good that there are people who are realizing there's a problem. That, you know, as Albert was saying earlier, mobile devices aren't the enemy and they aren't necessarily the problem. I for myself, am very careful. We don't allow our children to look at mobile devices. You know, I know a lot of parents kind of use mobile devices as kind of babysitters, and we are very careful about not doing that because we don't want them to get addicted. But I can see how this is a good solution, you know, how they are, you know, instead of fighting the current, they're kind of using the current and trying to bring about change, and they're trying to, well, this is kind of the trend and this is what kids are into, so how can we use that as a motivation to get them to move? You know, and I think that's really, really smart. All right, well, that's about all the time we have for today. Just a reminder, if you want more information or you want to see a fun feature about this article, please visit our QR code at the top of the page, and as always, you can visit our m.studioclassroom website, and you can also visit us on Facebook for more updates. All right, well, be sure to join us tomorrow for day 2 of this article, but for now, it's time to say goodbye.
Goodbye.